This is today's Midwest Digest. Hello, everyone. I'm Max Armstrong with news and commentary from across the heartland of America. Our Tuesday edition of the Midwest Digest is brought to you by Case IH and your local Case IH dealer. I'll have today's stories coming right up.
On a livestock operation, no 2 days are the same, from the weather to those to-dos that need to be to-done. You should expect the unexpected.
We got loose.
Case IH helps with equipment that's durable, versatile, and highly efficient, like our Maxim tractors, available in 5 models with 3 transmission options, plus over 150 easy-to-switch attachments, because even though you got through today, there's always tomorrow. Case IH. Rethink productivity. More at caseih.com/livestock.
Take a look inside any rotary combine, and you'll find single rotor technology. Technology Case IH introduced more than 35 years ago with the Axial Flow Combine. But unless it gives you more bells and whistles with fewer belts and chains, more power using less fuel, it's not an Axial Flow. Because while the heart of every rotary combine beats red, only Case IH gives you the power to do more. See how at caseih.com/heartbeat.
So is it possible the nation could be in a recession again in 2 years? Some economists are saying that. Now, the Wall Street Journal did the survey that showed the majority of economists believe recession could hit by the time of the next presidential election. But as the paper notes, recessions are notoriously difficult to predict. And it should be noted that that, quote, majority cited by the paper was a fairly narrow majority. 59% of economists made that call. From This Week in Agribusiness, rather than looking at the pace of corn and soybean planting progress, it might be instructional to look at where the crops have yet to be planted and how that compares. Now, while the nationwide corn planting is about average for mid-May, 62% planted, it's interesting the Minnesota corn acreage as of Sunday was just 40% planted. That's 25 points behind average. In South Dakota, had only 21% of its intended corn acreage in the ground. That was 40 points behind the average pace in that state. Just over a third of the North Dakota corn was in, and that trailed the average by 9 points. Longtime crop analyst Jerry Gulkey, who heads up the Gulkey Group, who, by the way, will be on our television show this coming weekend, commented in a note to me that this bears watching, that Mother Nature, he says, may have more to say about the direction of prices than whether or not we make a deal with China this summer. Out there on the ground, near Cheyenne, Wyoming, and Scotts Bluff, Nebraska, yesterday afternoon, it looked like snow. That's how much hail they had. Hailstones the size of dimes covered the ground. Now, that's the area they call Hail Alley, right there through Nebraska, Wyoming, Colorado. The region averages 7 to 9 hail days a year. And the hail is usually pea-sized to marble-sized. Last year, though, during a hailstorm at Golden, Colorado, hail the size of baseballs fell. Now, you know, the largest hailstone recorded in the United States fell 8 years ago at Vivian, South Dakota. Now, listen to this. That hailstone had a diameter of 8 inches at a circumference of more than 18 inches. And that doggone hailstone weighed almost 2 pounds. Oh, that wouldn't feel good, would it? That's today's Midwest Digest, brought to you by the folks at Case IH. I'm Max Armstrong. Have a good day.